Hey everyone, a new episode of 2 Minute Drill premieres tonight. It's on Bloomberg TV and is available streaming at any time on Amazon Prime Video. We're going to take a sneak peek of today's episode right now. 2 Minute Drill is the first pitch-only show. It's an hour long with wonderful vignettes and $50,000 in cash and prizes every episode. Make sure to set your DVRs and check the show notes to find the link to watch 2 Minute Drill on Amazon Prime Video.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Our next contestant is Sina Yaktai, founder and CEO of Aim to Wash.
Aim to Wash is a company that specializes in creating products that help users reduce their toilet paper consumption by up to 100%. I started the company because I wanted to pick a product that personally address the issue that I was having. This product does that, and it also is a product that applies to anyone on earth that essentially poops, and there's no shortage of people there. The biggest challenge is letting the consumers know that such a product exists. That's number one. Then it is getting them to try the product, because it's sort of a taboo thing and it's not something people are comfortable talking about. Therefore, the barrier to entry is kind of hard. But once we do get the consumers to try our products, the word of mouth marketing that ensues from there kind of does the rest of the work for us. I want to raise awareness, get feedback from the judges, perfect my pitch, see what's missing, what I could improve upon, and kind of take things from there.
Sina, your 2 minutes starts now.
Good morning, David, and the rest of the judges. Thank you for having me. My name is Sina, and I'm founder and CEO of Aim to Wash since 2012. Today, I'm here to talk to you about the smart toilet seat, a toilet seat that lets users reduce their toilet paper consumption by up to 100%. I'm doing this because 27,000 trees a day are cut down in order to supply United States with toilet paper. That's over 10 million trees per year. Exactly 1 year ago today, at the beginning of the lockdowns, when the pandemic first hit, an accidental thing happened, and that was a huge spike for bidet sales across the nation. Every supplier in the country ran out, causing bidets to sell at 3 to 4 times the value, causing a 90-day delay to get more shipments in due to the logistics strain that was caused by the pandemic. And all of this was caused by the toilet paper shortage that took place in the very beginning, causing the stores to run out of toilet paper. Now, previous to this, we've sold over $3.5 million of bidets as of from 2012 until 2020. But those products only reduced toilet paper consumption by up to 80%. I hadn't addressed the entire need. People still needed toilet paper. That's why I created the smart toilet seat. This will effectively wash and dry the user after going number two in as little as 30 seconds. It will install in every toilet in America in 30 minutes or less in a do-it-yourself installation process. And it will effectively pay for itself in 1 year or less, because the average household of four spends $250 on toilet paper per year. And this product will retail below $200. I'm here today asking you for $500,000 for 20% stake in the business, so we can scale it and get the product out and get the word out and save the planet.
Hey, I thought that was a really, really good pitch. I learned a lot. I like the mission. The product sounds cool, but for me, what's missing? Do you have a picture of the product? Do you have a prototype? Do you have a CAD image of the product? I want to see this thing. Right, I want to envision it in my home.
Like an actual demonstration?
Yeah, no.
It literally looks just like a traditional toilet seat.
I just like,
leave it to Will. Yeah. I'd like to see this. He picks this product that he wants to see.
I get pitched by entrepreneurs all around the world every day, and a lot of them will show me drawings, images, CAD drawings, and in my mind, I want to understand it better. That's all.
I don't want the visual. I don't want to see the visual. My man here does. I don't. But here's where I got lost in the pitch. I think it's a great product. I think it's genius. It's perfect timing. I love bidets. Like, I've only had a few, and I love them. They're the best. My issue is, when you first started this, and it said Aim to Wash, I'm looking at a fish tank, and I'm looking at a plant, and I'm debating, and you talked about it before, the visual, the images you have. I'm like, are we washing? I was waiting for it. Are we going to be washing the tank? Are we going to be?
Because it looks like it could
push?
Use a little bit of a wash.
Right, and right? The tank looks like it could use a little wash. Maybe they need TP in there. I don't know. You covered a lot of information, which was impressive, because your voice was very monotone. Now, some of us can disagree. I like energy, and I like you to be able to elevate in certain things and then lower in certain things. It was very monotone, like you're reading a book. And I think that the criticism I give you is the background and the name of the company kind of hurt you. But I think it's a great idea, and I think you did pretty good.
Sina, I think you spent way, way, way too much time talking about the problem and the stores running out of toilet paper. I got that in the first, 2 seconds. You spent most of the pitch talking about that, and then when you finally got into the product, then you came back to that problem again. It wasn't really necessary, and I don't think you spent enough time on really explaining how the product works. Now, I get Jason doesn't need to see the visual of it, but and this is one of those tough kind of products. But I'm also with Will that you gotta have some idea of how it actually could work. Otherwise, we're just left guessing, and you never really want to leave your listeners, your potential investors guessing as to how it works. So I would really suggest that you work on that a little bit. And then finally, you're a bit robotic for me. I think, when you read this back, watch this back, you're going to see that you were really very kind of robotic and monotone, as Jason said. And look, you don't have to jump around. It's not that kind of product that you're going to, we've seen these kind of guys.
Very clean product.
It's a clean product. But look at you right now. You're animated. You're laughing. You smile. You light up. And that's, I think, what people want to see. So you've got the skills there. You just got to deploy them and develop them.
I guess my question, Sina, is do you have a working prototype? Have you figured out how to manufacture it? Like what the cost on goods sold are? Have you thought through manufacturing?
Absolutely. We're already in the market. We're selling through all the major retailers in America.
Sina, that should have definitely been in your pitch, man. Because now you're a real company.
Sina, that's what confused me, was I didn't know it was that new product, because you said 2012. I'm like, well, that wasn't the whole wash and dry thing intrigued me. I think you have a great business and a great product. I didn't know you existed and you had distribution. You fooled us with the 2012 comment.
I have a question for the judges.
You got to pay us to ask us questions. Buddy, the show doesn't work that way. Go ahead. It's a dollar.
Was this the crappiest pitch you've ever
seen? You should have started off with that.
Hey, Sina, good pitch, man.
Awesome job. All right.
Thank you.
Well, that was good to let loose a little bit. That was nice.
Yeah.
I can't believe he forgot to tell us the most impressive part of his business.
I know.
How do people do that? It's like that guy I told you that one time. He's like, well, I have $2 million of revenue already. I'm like, well, maybe you should have told me that in the pitch.
Perception's everything. We don't know. He rolled this out that the visual was bad, not the visual you wanted, that's different, but the visual in the background was bad. But if he would have said, like you said, the crappiest pitch you've ever heard, it would have been great.
Would have been awesome.
So much potential.
You've got to have some character and personality.
Absolutely.
If you're going to sell things.
Yes.
Especially when you actually have it, because we saw it come out.
Yeah.
Right?
It's funny.
We got him to loosen up.